Let's get this phone party started.
The Nico Show presents Phony Baloney.
Kimberly's a do-gooder, and you know how I hate do-gooders.
You're a do-gooder too, weirdo.
I know, I'm just kidding. I'm not really a tough guy. Kimberly loves to go to this retirement home every couple days on her lunch break, and I'm going to call as one of the supervisors and say her visits are not welcome anymore.
That's so mean. Wow.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kimberly?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Matthew from retirement home. I'm one of the supervising caretakers, and it looks like you come and visit us pretty often here at the retirement home.
Yes.
Well, there's no concern with that, although some of the residents love seeing your bright, smiley face every couple days. Others have some concerns. Like Carl wrote down, he said you always let him win in checkers. He also went on to mention that you're not Chris Angel because he always sees you slide his pieces back on the board.
Well, I mean, Carl, I don't want to get too, you know, but
he has some issues for sure, Kimberly. But he's not at that end of the spectrum, if you know what I mean. Your cookies. We have to talk about your cookies.
My cookies?
Yeah. Apparently, they're gluten-free and sugar-free, and they're just disgusting.
Okay. Well, couldn't they have just told me that and not called me like this?
There are people with health concerns with sugar consumption. Unfortunately, those people just need to not eat cookies at all, okay? Your cookies,
no cookies?
Are terrible.
But I worked so hard on the recipe.
Martha went on to say that she appreciates you wheeling her into the rec room every day, but unfortunately, the sound of Pat Sajak's voice on Wheel of Fortune triggers her tinnitus in her ears, but she's too nice to tell you about that, so I have to break the news. Several residents have mentioned that you always show them photos of your kids on your cell phone, and they just want to get back to playing pinochle.
I don't want to see my kids. They act as if they're interested in
that's them. That's what they're doing. They're just acting, Kimberly.
I thought I was helping.
Leave the cell phone in the purse when you come visit. And lastly, when you're calling the bingo games, you read the numbers way too fast. You have to remember, most of our residents are over the age of 70, so you have to go slow. Before.
I mean, I thought that if I talked slower, they'd feel like I was patronizing them. It's like everything I'm trying to do to help is doing the opposite. I was just trying to help.
Kimberly. Jennifer, your friend that works at the home, hit us up and said that you're such an amazing person. She just wanted to give you a little hard time.
Oh my.
It's Nico from 94.5 Cool FM.
Oh my God. You totally got me.
You are so evil, Nico.
Listen, Kimberly, thank you so much for being such an amazing person.
Oh.
We love and appreciate you over here. I'm sorry to give you a hard time, but those cookies, they really need to stay home.
Okay, I'll work on a different recipe.
Give me the phone.
Phony Baloney. Weekdays at 7:45 and 9:45 on The Nico Show.
I'm going to answer my phone.